Okay, so I just had lunch. And I'm horny again. I think everything I do, like while I'm filing papers, while I'm doing my taxes, while I'm cooking lunch, it gets me horny. So if you are a horn dog, well, I am the perfect partner for you. Because I am just horny all the time. 16 minutes on the clock. There it goes, 16 minutes. Starting now. Okay. So I'm wearing something quite interesting. I don't usually wear something this fancy, but it was literally the first thing I got out of my closet. So this is a very tight, like a really sexy black dress. I seriously, every time I do this, I can't speak. It's a lot smaller than the little black dress, a lot tighter. So it really emphasizes everything in my body. And luckily, I am in good shape at the moment. So it emphasizes great bits. Like, my tits look amazing in this. And my ass, well, my ass always looks amazing. And one of the reasons I think I am horny is because I do notice people looking at me different when I dress, fit clothing. Yeah. So, definitely the extra attention to my derriere, got me in the mood a bit. The only, like, the reason why I'm wearing these clothing, not even kidding, I went to go grocery shopping because I ran out of garlic and onions. And this is the first thing I got from my closet. I'm like, okay. So I have on a very elegant, sexy black dress. And my boobs are just fucking hanging out. I don't even care anymore. I was wearing a bra, but the first thing I do when I get home is I take off my bra. Yeah. Let me take off my panties as well. They are on the way. Maybe I'm not as... Sorry, that was, like, I don't know, something. Maybe I'm not as eager to moan out a lot because I masturbated this morning but didn't come. Still, I touched myself this morning. Yeah. I think this is a lot closer to my regular, masturbation schedule. But we'll see when we're edging in a little while if that's the case. Sorry, I'm just moving things. Definitely while I'm wearing this dress, I do feel like a lot more dominant, you know? These are the type of things you see, like, dominatrix wear in public. You know, when they're gonna meet their, their sub, trying to seduce them. This is the kind of dress they would wear. And I do feel a lot more dominant at the moment. But this morning, when I was doing my day 4, quote-unquote, I felt a lot... Subby, like a little more submissive, Like, I was begging, you know? And I think that's because, partially because I was wearing a frilly pink nightgown. And it's just really cute and frilly, and my panties are just pure white. And I had my pigtails on because I always sleep with my hair up. So, you know, obviously I was subby, but now my hair is down, I have makeup on, my dress is amazing, I feel amazing. But soon I won't feel amazing. This edging challenge just does weird things to me. Because usually I'm not going to wear a cocktail dress. It's not even a cocktail dress. I'm not going to wear a formal sexy dress to go grocery shopping. And makeup to go grocery shopping. But, you know, I wanted to look the part. I wanted to, you know, just look really nice. And I think it worked, you know. Of course, I wore heels while grocery shopping. It was very glamorous, very sexy grocery day. Usually I would just wear loose fitting clothes. You know, no one really gives a second look when you're just wearing loose fitting clothes, you know. I think I look nice with loose clothes. It's a lot more comfortable. But every time I wear anything that is skin tight, there's always that extra attention. And it makes me feel very sexy. I do wear yoga pants a lot, and yeah, I get a lot more stares on yoga pants than I did when I wore this dress today. Because I do work out my ass, like, a lot, and I want to flaunt it, you know, flaunt what you have. So I wear yoga pants a lot. I usually just wear flattering clothing, but I just want to feel sexier. So I wear, like, tight white shirts, yoga pants, and then I just go places, and, you know, people look, and I feel flattered. I don't understand when people get offended. Okay. Oops. Okay. Sorry. So, it just registered that I'm masturbating, and God. Okay, it took a while. It took a while to get it going, but What was I talking about? I forgot what I was talking about. Something about my ass and my tits. I don't get it when people are offended, when people look at their body, if, you know. I mean, you're in public, people are gonna look. And if you don't want people to look, cover it up. I mean, being sexually harassed is bad, but being looked at, there's nothing bad about that. And honestly, every time I just notice people looking, I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you very much for that split second. I don't remember. Usually when I'm in the gym, I think people are looking when I'm doing my squats. But I think they're more of judging my form. but in public, to the non-gym dwellers, yeah, they look. I'm very thankful to have this body, to have the proportions I have right now, because I do have a smaller waist, and my ass is just, like, pretty, you know, nice, and my hips are wide, which is, I think, one of the reasons why people look is because it's so rare to see that in Asia, and especially to see that in an Asian, and I think I have, like, my 1/4 white blood in me to thank. Thank you, white people. Oh god, fuck. To just stop running, but holy fuck! Holy fuck! God, I'm getting closer and closer to just going. God, this is all fast and fuck. Oh. want to fucking punch something right now. Okay. I can just... It's noon, but I just want to take a nap. Okay, that is day 5. Holy fuck.